Blog Talk Radio.
You said. say I'm free in my mind.
You say, yeah, believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
You say,
if you say, yeah,
believe it.
Yeah.
You say.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom. This is your brother, Ariel, coming by the way of Ibrit culture. Back again. Been a while since we last talked. It's been a good minute. It's probably at least 4 months. Had to be at least 4 months. And glad to be back. Glad to be back, family. Somebody send me a shout out and let me know that I'm sounding clear and I'm coming through and you can hear me. And I want to hope and pray that we're still praying for one another, that we're still uplifting one another, And don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop uplifting one another. Don't stop praying for one another. Continue to hedge each other up. Continue to go down on the knees and ask Abba to continue to watch over all of us. Let me open up with an opening prayer, family, before I get into talking and going in and with the open benediction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yah, thank you once again, Father Yah, for bringing us to your Shabbat, Father. Thank you for opening up the Shabbat door for us, Father. I thank you for that, Abba. Abba, I ask and pray that all Israel, Father, be under your wings, Father. All those, Father, even those who step to the left and step to the right, Father Yah, that you bring us back under those wings, Father, that you continue to keep us hedged up, Father, that you continue to grow us, Father, that you continue to strengthen us, Father, that our faith may abound, Father, as a seed of mustard, as a mustard seed, Father, that we build Yahushua within us, Father, that he continue to grow so there's no more us, Father, that we be those living sacrifices, Father, that you continue to shape and mold as the potter sits on the stool and shapes the pot, the clay, that you continue to be that for us, for those who are alien in any way, Father, spiritual, mental, physical, Father, that you touch them, Father, that you heal them, Father, that it be your will that they get better, Father. And at the end of the day, Father, let thy will be done. In your holy and precious Son name we pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Amen. Torah Aki, Torah, 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 Torah. Once again, family, we are here with Iblis Culture. I'm your brother, coming by the way of Kol Elohim from Beth Yahweh here in Baltimore, Maryland, where we are located. For those who are listening that may not be familiar with us, it may be your first time listening. And as all the rest of the brothers say, get your pen and pad, or if not, we always can go to the archives and re-listen to these right here, to the main course, which comes later on today. You cannot go back, but for this right here, I will call breakfast and for the lunch. Would be 11 o'clock later on today, 11 a.m. that is. And 2:30 will be the main course. That is not taped. That is not taped, but this portion and the 11 a.m. portion will be taped, and we have been taping those even for the last 3 weeks that we did not have service. Prayerfully, we had a chance, and those who know about Kol Elohim was able to go within the archives. We have over 800 lessons, multitude of things, and probably any question you can have has been answered two times over, right? So we have a multitude of lessons that the Most High has been giving us for the last 6-7 years, probably more. But I'm just guessing. For the last 6-7 years, we have been doing blog talk, and a multitude of lessons is there, and many answers is there. And if you have questions, a lot of questions could be answered. If you want to know about a certain subject, because we have been through a many of subjects, right? So if you want to know about a certain subject, right, just go back in and punch it in, and I'm almost certain that Abba Yah has answered it. I'm almost certain. And even if he didn't, you can always go in within blog talk and ask a question. And one of the Moreys at Beth Yahweh will answer. One of Moreys will answer. We'll get back to you, because that's a part of Abba's work, and we are part of our, and we are about Abba's businesses. We are about his business. So if you missed last week or the last 3 weeks, because some things have transpired in the last 3 weeks, and there have been some times of difficulty. You know, those who know what we're talking about, that y'all know, and Abba Yah has been holding us. He has been holding us. There has been some difficulty. But Abba is still on the throne. He's still on the throne. And we can have comfort in that. We can have comfort that Abba is still on the throne. Still on the throne. And we'll be talking about today, family. We'll be getting into, this one will be 7 weeks. We not just 6 weeks this time. We're doing 7 weeks. And the judgment of Yah. This is the judgment of Yah. And we'll be going through some things. And the end part of it is not just the judgment of Yah, but is also the subtitle that goes along with this. And my people do not know my judgments, right? We will read that a little later in the lesson, that the judgments of Yah, but my people do not know my judgments, right? And we're going to go through a multitude of things in the word and this world system. As his sons and his daughters, we should be able to see the judgments of Yah within this world, right? We should be able to see the hand of Yahweh moving within this world, regardless of how much Hallel, how much Satan, how much the devil has control. We still should be able to see the hand of Yahweh moving through this world system, especially as those who say they are his children, who say they are sons and daughters of Yisrael, of Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, right? Especially us, right? Because we go through the scriptures, and there's a multitude of things in the scriptures where warnings were given. We're going to go through that, too. We're going to go through, matter of fact, this is just the introduction, as I thought anyway, until I started sitting down, because I had the same lesson for 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, I didn't go back to the book, just was meditating with Abba Yah, and never sat back down and open up my pad that I have and go back through. Didn't do that till a half hour ago, and Yahweh changed some things. Yahweh started changing some things. No. Because, family, and I know sometimes Abba comes off rough. But let me tell y'all something, family. And this is for me, too. My toes is not out the way. Even if I had steel-toed boots on, Abba Yah is able to stomp through them steel-toed boots. Believe me, I don't care what you got on. Scripture said they're going to run and hide in caves and ask for the mountains to cover them. Ain't going to do no good. You cannot escape the word of Yahweh. We cannot do it. But more so now, the word of Yahweh has to be taught. And it has to be taught in the essence of a sword, right? In a sword. Because, Hallel, Satan is coming a multitude of ways. And he ain't coming soft. He is coming to take your crown. He is coming to take salvation from you. If he have been working on me or you for the last 20 years, he is coming to take that away from us. And the word of Yahweh in these days and time, as Rabbi Yaakov brought out several weeks ago, there's a line being drawn in the sand. That wasn't Yaakov saying that. They heard his voice. That wasn't him saying that. Abba Yah saying that. He is drawing the line in the sand. He is pulling out his sword, hoping some of the sin off of us. It will cut some of the dead weight off of us. That it will cut us away from this world system. Like he said, word, I wish no man to perish. It is not Abba's will or Abba's want for him to have somebody to perish. He don't want nobody to go to the lake of fire. In fact, the lake of fire was only for Hallel, Satan, the devil. It was only for them. But it's because of man evilness, he had to enlarge it. He had to enlarge it. Because of us, he had to enlarge hell. Because it was only for Hallel, Satan, and his demons, and those who follow behind him. That's all it was for at first. But because of us and how we are, we are like, we are sinful. We are hard-headed and stiff-necked. And we need to be told that. We need that sword. We need that cutting asunder, as his word says, taking marrow from bone. That's what he said his word would do. We need that. We have hidden things within our hearts. We have hidden things within our hearts. Hidden things. Sometimes don't know. We don't know what's a part of us. We don't know what's clinging on to us. We don't know the whispers, the moving under the covers that these demons do. The constant bombarding of our psyche, of our spirit, right? The constant bombarding of that. The constant. And it's funny how you don't know why you do things until afterwards, how Abba Yah show you things. Even watching the biggest spellcaster there is, which is television for me, is the biggest spellcaster. And I watched this show, you know, Fatal Attraction, when I got home because just wanted to sit down and relax before the show come along, right? And on BET, Fatal Attraction, and what was about, and it was just the mindset of human beings, right? The mindset of human beings. Young man, to make a long story short, young man kills his young woman, 24-year-old, kills a 26-year-old, goes to court, and on the stand, he breaks down. Now, he's been lying the whole time. He's been lying the whole time and saying he didn't do it, and the evidence pointed to him. But because of the loopholes in this government, in these laws, he could have got off because they didn't find a body, right? There's loopholes. Me and brother talked about this the other day. So he breaks down, confesses on the stand. Judge still give him 50 years, give him 50 to 100 years, right? He gets mad at the judge. Because he felt as though I confess. But all along he lied. But that's not the gist of it. The gist of it is his family, his mother in the courtroom, and they started to argue. They started to argue with the young lady's family. They started going back. And because the young lady's family, they felt as though he didn't get enough time. You should rot in prison, all this, that, and the other, right? And his mother, that's my baby, and she's going off at it. For me, it's like, because this was national news. I don't know if y'all remember that back in Michigan about 2013. National news, they kept showing it over and over of how the family is ready to fight. My mindset is, your son just killed this young lady because she was going to leave him. Threw the body in the dumpster. The body got incinerated. And they couldn't find the body, so the parents, them people couldn't bury their child. And you still trying to defend this murderer. You defend the murderer. And for me, I'm like, goodness gracious. But here's the question. For all the parents, right? All those. if that was your child up there, you know he just murdered somebody, and all along he been lying, and you there, you court date, you there every day, all along, and you come to find out he's lying. Would you still support him? He or she? Now, I had to ask myself that because he's old Sean up there. Well, I don't know because I've never been there, so I can't really say. But briefly, hopefully, I will get up and walk out that courtroom. That would be the last time I'm supporting him. Because you are a murderer. How can I still sit and see that you just killed somebody? And how can I get mad at the other family and ready to fight? And just like, you know how Abba Yah, and it's about judgment, right? How Abba Yah, he continued, he just started taking you on a journey, right, in his word. And he told me to go to, don't you know that I got cities, I had cities of refuge for murderers, for those who killed somebody, made somebody got in a fight, and they had a place of refuge because of the avenger of blood will come after them. I said, goodness gracious, Abba. So you had to make a city of refuge for those who had may have got into a scuffle and didn't mean to kill a person. And because you know man's heart, that they will go after that person, that you had to put them in a whole city of refuge. Why is it that man have this thing inside of him that he do these things to one another? Because it could have been a fair fight. He may not meant to kill that person. But Abba knew and understood these people's hearts. Right? He knew and understood that. So, again, Abba Yah, always, he takes you again to on another journey. He takes you deeper inside of the thought that you have already thought. So that ain't the first time I had to do that. May not have been a city of refuge, but I had to put a mark on Cain. Because when he killed Abel, I put a mark on him and said, no man kill him. No man touch him. And me, in my mind, my imagination, what, at that time in the beginning of mankind, who would touch Cain? Who would kill him? Abba, why did you have to put a mark on Cain saying no man touch him? But again, I would take you another journey. We know who Cain point to, but we're not going to go that far because it may be somebody on here who don't know and understand about the Melechim, about the angels. And we don't want to start going off on that tangent and confusing people. For those who know, let your mind meditate on that. Why? Or was Hillel had a mark put on him that none of the other angels touch him? But that's another story. We're not going that route tonight. It's just some thoughts that Abba was giving me. Mankind and the sin that plagues us, right? The sin that plagues us in what the song said when we first started. The song said, you are a man of your word. So just like he said, I'm going to give you these promises. He said, judgment is coming, right? And we, as humans, we don't want to hear about the judgments of Yah. We somehow turn that part off as if we're going to stop the judgments of Yah coming. We're not. We are not going to stop the judgments of Yah from coming. We cannot. It's a part of his word. Said it. I believe it. My word is forever settled in the heavens. It will not return unto me void. Can't ignore that part. We cannot ignore the part of his judgments. Yes, we want to hear about the good things. Yes, we want to hear about his blessings. Yes, all the time. ear about my judgment. At the end of this, hopefully, we see judgments in a different light. How many of us know and understand that Yahweh's judgment has been in the world since Adam? See, for the most of us, when we think about Yahweh's judgment, right, or Abba Yah's judgment, we think about that great and final thing about. Most of the time, our minds go to that. And we forget about that he passed judgment on and Eve. That was judgment passed on them. Y'all got to get up out of here. Y'all getting up out of the garden. That was judgment on them from the beginning. The kings, the angels, Hallel, got judgment passed on him. Y'all got to get up out of here again. Hallel, Mikael. Y'all get Satan up out of here. Yahushua said he saw him. I beheld fall like lightning out of heaven. Check it out. Judgment was passed on him. He got kicked out. Judgment was passed on him. Guess what? Well, you got kicked out. Judgment was passed on you. These day and time, escaping the judgments of Yah. And how much more? We need them. We need the judgments of Yah today. Because think about it. When we look that word up, Mishpat, right? It says, in favor or against. So the judgments of Yah can be in favor of you. I can pass a sentence in favor of you, or I can pass a sentence against you. How many know each and every day the favor of Yah is passed for us? How many of us know that? How many? I know y'all, I can't see y'all right now, but it's rhetorical. Each and every day, the judgments of Yah is passed for us. How you going to say that, brother? What you mean by that, the judgments is passed for us? Right? How? How is that? Scripture says the soul that sinners shall die. Also says the accuser of the brethren goes to Abba and acts for our souls. That's what? And again, I forgot to mention this, but as we're going through this, let's see this as a courtroom. We got to see this. We're going to see this judgment. We're going to look at this from a courtroom setting. We all didn't watch Matlock, or some of us are a little older anyway. You young kids probably ain't never watched no Matlock. They watched Judge Joe Brown or Judge Judy, one of them. If you ever did, you ever watched a courtroom show, let's look at these lessons from that. Let's look at it from that, right? First of all, you got your judge up there. That's Abba Yah. He's a judge, right? You got your state's attorney, right? You got your state's attorney. And you got your defense attorney, right? And both sides give argument why he or she should get judgment for them or against them. Pass, right? But for those, can we bring it down a little bit lower? Let's bring it down a little bit lower so we can understand. You have a court-appointed attorney, right? For those of us who've been to court, sometimes you get a court-appointed attorney. State, they always have an attorney, right? State, in this case, would be Halal, Satan, the devil. He is that attorney. He is the one that is coming against you. The state versus Sean Kelly, right? Public offender. Board, right? He got a public offender. But I tell you what, this is the greatest public offender in the history of mankind. He have never lost. Never lost. Which is Yahushua. He is our public offender. State appointed attorney, right? We ain't going up there ourselves and representing ourselves. Not now, anyway. So we get a state-appointed attorney, which is Yahushua. In essence, he's a public offender. And we all know, you've been there, you've been in court, and you had that criminal going against you, the last thing you want is a public offender. That's the last thing. You don't want to go to court with no public offender, man. You know you're going to lose. You know they're going to do something because you know they buddies. Up behind closed doors. Those of us who know. In the court before, you know. You coming out there, some type of plea bargain or something, or you going to do 30, 40 years. Nah, but Yahushua HaMashiach. You winning every time. Again, best public defender in the world. Ever. Never lost a case. Never lost a case. And that's how we're going to look at this for these next 7 weeks. We're going to look at the pros, the cons. We're going to see where Israel, where we are, we seeing the judgments of God? Are we not seeing the judgments of God? And I want to get in this because I might not have. I want to get through this today because this is the introduction, family. So we're going to go to Ezra 9:1. No, matter of fact, that's not the beginning scripture. The beginning scripture, the scripture that we'll be reading every week is in Jeremiah, family. Jeremiah 8, and we're going to read 7 and 8 for those who are taking notes. This will be our mantra. This will be what we read at the beginning, our introduction scripture, each and every week to set the thought in our mind right as we go through the word. And listen to this carefully, family. I'm going to try and take my time with this. Jeremiah 8. Starting at verse 7. Yea, the stork in heaven knoweth her appointed times. And I'm reading out of the King James for these, family. Her appointed times. And the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgments of Yah. How is Abba saying? Listen again. This is Abba Yah talking. This is the Father. He is saying that the crane, the stork, they know their time. They understand time. But my people do not understand my judgment. Can we look out into the world and see the hand of Yahweh moving? Because again, the judgments of Yah are not just against Israel or for Israel. They are for the whole world, the Torah. The popular belief, right, is the constitution for the whole world. The way I can put it, so we can understand. For those who are here in the United States, we know about the constitution, especially if you've been to school. We know about the constitution and what it is to us. Torah is the constitution for the whole world. The whole world supposed to be Torah or none. The face of the planet will be governed by the Torah. When your time comes, everybody will be judged by it. So, and it's not just judgments in there, right? It's so many other things in there. But he said, my people don't know what's going on in this world right now. They're caught up in something else. But again, that's going to be reminded too. There's a line being drawn in the sand, as Yahweh said through Brother Yaakov. And guess what? He ain't the only one. He ain't the only Moray, the only priest saying it. It's other congregations who's saying the same thing. Like they sat together and talked about it. It's one spirit moving. His people heard it several different ways. Line being drawn in the sand. Several different ways I heard that. as in other words, obviously I'm through playing with y'all. There's a scripture that talks about a stick being broken, right? And when you look these things up, it's talking about, you say, write duty on one, right? Break it. And it looks these things up, and it's point to grace. So there's a time that he was telling us that we're in. Brother Shaul said it this way, right? For the, he said, it, this is for the believer. He said this for. Because if you're trying your best to keep the Torah, but you keep sinning, he said, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? So that means we can use grace up. Come to an end for us before the appointed time for the world. He said this another way, right? Believe this in Revelation. Somebody find that for me and send a text if you can. If not, don't worry about it. We'll find it next week. He said, if they are wicked still, let them be wicked. If they are righteous still, let them be righteous. Time period come that you're going to be in. That is the state that you're going to be in. There will be no more chances for you to get it right. That's in the book of Revelation, I believe around the 18th, 19th, 20th chapter, I believe. Start from 18 all the way back. It's one of them. We'll find it. We'll find it. Not right now, though. We get it. Because that's his word. Eight. Let me read seven one more time. Yea, the stork in heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow exert the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgments of Yahweh. How do ye say we are wise? And then listen to the question. And the Torah of Yahweh is with us. Lo, certainly in vain made he it. The pen of the scribe is in vain. And this is a rhetorical. This is what Abba Yah is saying. We saying. How are you saying, or we saying that the Torah is with us? Understand what's going on in this world system. See the hand of Halal, of the devil. We don't see the hand of Yahweh. Shows of these things, right? It points these things out to us. God, if you're a young believer in the faith, you may not know. You may not know. Because the scripture does say that the world is in darkness, the people gross darkness. But that's for the world, right? That's not his people. The people have light. They have something. They have something for their path. Stumble. We do stumble. We have Yahushua HaMashiach. But listen to what Abba is saying about his people. Do we know and understand what's going on in this world system? Do we see the hand of Yahweh? Do we see Hillel and his doings? Do we see these things? One more before we only got but four scriptures tonight, family, but the third one going to be real long. And it's just a thought. It's an argument, right? It's an argument. And not in the sense, back and forth like that, but just as one person giving his evidence. And this is somebody else giving their evidence. And it's all about judgment. It's all about judgment. Let's go to Yeshua, Ezekiel 9, family. Ezekiel 9, 1 through 6. Ezekiel 9, starting 1 through 6. He cried also in my ears with a loud voice, saying, Cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate, in which lieth toward the north, and every man a slaughter weapon in his hand, and one man among them clothed with linen, with a writer's inkhorn by his side. And they went in and stood by the basin altar, Where they at, family? Where the men with the destroying weapons in their hands? Where are they at? He said they stood by the bathing altar. They in the sanctuary right now. And the glory of Yah, of Israel, was gone up from the church, whereupon he was to the threshold of the house, and he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the writer's inkhorn by his side. And Yahweh said unto him, go through of the city, throughout the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the forehead of the men that sigh and that cry for the abomination that be done in the midst thereof. So there is some irking of the spirit of Yahweh that should be going on within us, right? And to the others, he said, in my hearing, go ye after him through the city and smite. Let not your eyes fail, neither have ye pity. It's you talking. The old merciful, graceful, grace-filled, mighty one. Filled with grace and mercy. Yes, he is. Let your eyes pity no one. Slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon his the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they begin at the ancient men which were before the house. And that's where I wanted to get to this day. Yahweh's judgment is starting with Israel. Curry, I want to reread all that just to get to that part. Yahweh's judgment is starting with us first. Any good parent would start in their house first to discipline their own children before they go outside their house when commotion goes down. Start with their children first. What happened? What was your part in it? Because you know what I taught you. You know what I told you. What part did you play in it? I could care too much about them outside this house. Because you know what I taught you and what part did you play in it. So we start in our home. We all know we got children. For those of us have, and for those of us have been children and had those parents, they started home first. Especially if we allow somebody in their house and something got broke. We've been there. In our house and something got broke. Oh my goodness. We were scared to death as little children, right? Y'all remember? I know I do. Something got broke. Something went down. You almost set the house on fire. Lighting firecrackers on the stove. I look up the fire truck at my house. 7, 8 years old. I knew I was in trouble. I knew I was in trouble. That's the time when my brother Darius, I hid the belt, and he must have said, boy, you did something real bad. He went and got the belt. He hid the belt. We used to hide the belt from my mother. And he knew I did something real bad, bro. Even my own brother went and got the belt. I looked at him like, boy, you done broke the code. No, you did something real bad. In other words, he was, you need this butt with me, Sean. You need to get right with this one. That's the crying and sighing, right? Of the abominations that goes on around the believers. Not that we want them to get a butt with me. We want them to get right. So we live as obedient children and lights to this world. That's our obligation to this world, to be lights. To be righteous in ways though they may not, never saw a Bible, never heard of a Bible, probably can't read. But they saw a brother or a sister who said they was a child of the Most High. So they saw a Bible. They saw the living word in action. We got to believe that, though. If we're not only the living word on today, on this day, right, and seven other times throughout the year, 52 times plus seven. We're not only the light called to be like them. We are called to be light each and every day we wake up. Each and every day we are called to live a righteous and set-apart life. And the only thing Abba did was ask us. He didn't put a gun to our head. He didn't put a branding iron in our arms. He didn't do nothing but ask us. He asked us to show the love that he showed to us. If you love me, be a light to this world. Sacrifice yourself. But again, we're going to dig down in that another time. We're going to get down to the root and essence of us, right? Because we have these things that's attached to us. Abba, we don't want to be there and grace is up. We don't want to be the state that we're in. We want to be in a righteous state when he say grace is up. We want to be in that righteous state. But let me, Second Ezra, family, we're going to Second Ezra. This is what I had 3 weeks ago. And in fact, in the 3 weeks ago, what Allah gave me was the reward of the righteous. The reward of the righteous. And it's still that. It's still the reward of the righteous. Second Ezra chapter 7, and we're just going to read the whole chapter, family. The whole chapter. And listen, though, because when I read it, I realized this is in a court setting. Abba was showing me this is about judgment. Not as much as it is about the righteous reward, because it is. You're going to read in that. And you're also going to read about the wicked reward. But it's also about judgment. It's also about that courtroom setting. Right, that we're going to get to see a little bit more in these 7 weeks. You know, and hopefully at the end we get to see the hand of Yahweh that's moving, because he said judgment is coming to this world. And we want that ruling in favor for us, not against us. Not against us. Moses came down the mountain. He said, who are on Yahweh's side? And the rest, if you ain't on Yahweh's side, he said the Israelites, the Levites took up their sword, and they cut down at least, 7,000 in that one day. 7,000 who wasn't on Yahweh's side, so judgment was rendered against them. Second Ezra 1, family, and bear with me. This is a lot of reading. Prayerfully, I get to read straight through, right? But just listen to this, right? Great, great conversation. A great, if you will, a debate, right? Although we think we can debate with Abba Yah. And the beauty of Abba is he'll allow you to. He'll allow you to put forth any argument you want in front of him. He is not a tyrant, family. He's not, for those of him. He's not a tyrant. He is a loving and caring Abba, Father. He, which each father, each mother, each person in any rulership, any leadership role, and you have subordinates, because there may be some who don't have kids, and you have subordinates. And if you're not a tyrant, if you're not one who is power hungry and about yourself, you want your subordinates to be able to present an argument towards you. Right? I know my brother, good friend of mine, childhood friend. always, right? Been at Emerge for 19 years. And one of the things he always knew, he always throws up is the company policy. And you know what he always said? You've been here 19 years. You should know the company policy. And he lives by the company policy, right? He lives, his argument is by the company policy. And you know us, we always try to be slick and come with the loopholes. And I say all that to say, listen, because one going to know company policies, going to try to come with some loopholes. One going to know the Torah, and he going to know the will of Yahweh. And the other one going to come with, trying with some loopholes. But again, as my director, always coming with the with what's written, right? And he do that because he know how I talk about the word. Yeah, you what's written, what's written. You can't go, look, rewrite. Emerge policy is this, that, and the other. This, that, and the other. I can't argue that because he coming with what's written. We all have jobs. You get written up, and when you get wrong, coming with their policies. They coming with their policies. And they're going to lay it before you. This is why you're being reprimanded, because this, that, and the other. Now, if you got proof sometimes, if you know the company policy, sometimes you can win those cases. Sometimes you can't. Because real quick before we get into it, real quick case with Emerge, with our company. We work with mentally challenged people. And policy states that they just can't put you with any client. You can't, I don't care if the client just got off the bus and he rolled up there. Before you work with that client, and this is from the executive director, and it's also in the company policy, you must be trained on that client. And in many times, employees, trying to be good employees, no fault of their own, but the only fault is that they're not following company policy, right? They take that client without being properly trained by a psychiatrist or one of our psych associates. And something happened, they are held liable for whatever happened to that client. Because first of all, they shouldn't have never worked with that client without being properly trained. Without being properly trained. So things happen. And you know what, y'all? We just answered the question for us. Think about the brother who ran over there when the ark was falling. He was a priest, right? He was a Levite. Think about it. Wasn't he a Levite or was he a soldier? He was an Israelite. I know that. He should have knew company policy. Only the priest supposed to touch that ark. Isn't that beautiful how Abba Yah could take everything and it reverts right back to his word? Isn't that beautiful? Hallelujah. I hope I get to finish this. And when I had made an end of speaking these words, these were sent to me. There were sent to me the angel which had been sent to me the night before. And he said to me, up, Ezra, and hear the words that I am come to you, to tell you. And he said, speak on, my Lord. Then he said to me, there is a city set in a wide place, that it might be broad and vast. But the entrance thereof shall be set in a narrow place, so as to be like a river. Whoso then should desire to go into the sea to look upon it, or to rule it, if he went not through the narrow, how could he come into the broad? Another thing also, there is a city built and set in a plain country and full of all good things. But the entrance thereof is narrow and is set in a dangerous place to fall, having a fire on the right hand and on the left a deep water. And there is one only path between them both, even between the fire and the water. And didn't that, excuse me, family. That just reminds me of what Yahweh said. He set before you, right? I set before you fire and water, life, right? So the small that there could be, so small that there could be one man go there at once. City now be given to a man for inheritance. If the heir pass not the danger before him, how shall he receive his inheritance, right? And I said, it is so, master. Then said he to me, even so also is Israel's portion. Because their sake I made the world. And when Adam transgressed my statutes, then was decreed that now is done. Then were the entrance of this world made narrow and sorrowful and toilsome. There are but few and evil, full of pearls and charged with great toils. Listen to that, man. Listen to, he's describing a believer's life. For the entrance of the greater world are wide and sure and bring forth fruit of immortality. If then those who live enter not these straight and vain things, they can never receive those that are laid up for them. Now, therefore, why you disquiet yourself, seeing you are but a corruptible man? And why are you moved, whereas you are but mortal, talking to Ezra? He sees Ezra's face change, right? Because the angel just told him, look, hey, it's going to be hard to get in the kingdom. It ain't going to be no easy walk getting in the kingdom. So Ezra gets sad. He gets his face, his countenance, as the scriptures say, fell. Now, why are you disquiet yourself, seeing you are but a corruptible man? And why are you moved, whereas you are but mortal? And why have you not considered in your mind that which is to come, rather that which is present? Then answered I and said, O master, that bear womb, behold, you have ordained in your law the righteous should inherit these things, but the ungodly should perish. Also a courtroom. The righteous, therefore, shall suffer straight things and hope for wise. But those who have done wickedly have suffered the straight things and yet shall not see the wise. And he said to me, you are not a judge above Yah, neither have you understanding above the Most High. Listen. And consider ourselves. When we think things happen and we don't agree with our ruling, right? Yes, rather let many that now be perished than that the Torah of Yah, which is set before them, be despised. For Yah strictly commanded such as came, even as they came, what they should do to live and what they should observe to avoid punishment. Telling him, it ain't just y'all, I'm telling everybody what they should do, how they can get into the kingdom. Everybody has the same opportunity. Nevertheless, they were not obedient to him, but spoke against him and imagined for themselves vain things and framed cunning plans of wickedness and said moreover of the Most High, this is he, that he is not and know not his ways. But they despise his Torah and denied his covenants. They have not been faithful to his statutes and have not performed his work. Therefore, Ezra, for you empty, for the empty things and for the full of full things. For behold, the time has come, and it shall be when these tokens which I told you before shall come to pass. If he said it, I believe it. That the bride shall appear, even the city coming forth, and she shall be seen that now is withdrawn from the earth. And whoever is delivered from the aforesaid evils, the same shall see my wonders. For my son, Yahushua, shall be revealed with those that be with him, and shall rejoice those who remain for 400 years. Amen. After these years shall my son, Mashiach, die of those who and all that have been breath of life, have the breath of life in it. And the world shall be turned into the old silence 7 days, like as in the first beginning, so that no man shall remain. After 7 days, the world that yet awakens not shall be roused up, and that shall die that is corruptible. And the earth shall restore those that are asleep in her, and so shall the dust that dwell therein in silence. And the secret places shall deliver those souls that were committed to them. And the Most High shall be revealed upon the seat of judgment. Passion shall be passed away, and long suffering shall be withdrawn. But judgment only shall remain. Truth shall stand, and faith shall wax strong, and the work shall follow, and the reward shall be showed, and good deeds shall awake, and wicked deeds shall not sleep. And the pit of torment shall appear near, and near it shall be the place of rest. And the furnace shall be showed, and near the paradise of delight. And then shall the Most High say, persons that arise from the dead, see you and understand whom you have denied, or whom you have not served, or whose commandments you have despised. Again, what did we say earlier? The Torah is the constitution for the whole world. It is the constitution of the whole world, if they accept it or not. He just told us that. Look on this side and on that. Here is delight and rest, and that fire and torment. Thus shall he speak to them in that day of judgment. This is a day that has neither sun, nor moon, nor stars, neither cloud, nor thunder, nor lightning, neither wind, nor water, nor air, neither darkness, nor evening, nor morning, neither summer, nor spring, nor heat, nor winter, nor frost, nor cold, nor hail, nor rain, nor dew, neither noon, nor night, nor dawn, neither shining, nor brightness, nor light, save only the splendor of the glory of the Most High Yah, hallelujah, or the Most High, whereby all shall see the things that are set before them. For it shall endure as it were a week of years. This is my judgment and the ordinance thereof. But to you only have I shown these things. Amen. And I answered and said even then, O Master, now, blessed are those who are now alive, ordained of you. But as touching them for whom my prayers was made, what shall I say? For who is there of those who are alive that has not sinned? And who of the sons of men that have not transgressed your covenant? That sounds like a good little thing right there, right? Your word says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory, right? So you have something put into the record, right? And now I see that the world to come shall bring the light to few, but torment to many. Evil heart has gone up in us, which has led us astray from these statutes, and have brought us into corruption and into the ways of death, has showed us the path of perdition and removed us far from life, and that not a few only, but well near all that have been created. You can hear in Ezra's voice, right? The Spirit will give you how this conversation went, right? Inside of this courtroom. And he answered me and said, listen to me, and I will instruct you. and I will admonish you yet again. You know, the angel like, yeah, look here, boy, you trying to match wits with me. You can't match wits with me. For whereas you have said that the just are not many, but few, and the ungodly abound, here's the answer thereto. If you have choice stones, listen. If you have choice stones exceedingly few, will you set for you near them according to their number things of lead and clay? And I said, Master, how shall this be? And he said to me, not only this, but ask the earth, and she shall tell you. Entreat her, and she shall declare to you. For you shall say to her, you bring forth gold and silver and brass and iron also and lead and clay. But silver is more abundant than gold, and brass, iron than brass, and lead than and iron, and clay than lead. Judge ye therefore which things are precious and to be desired. What so is abundant or what is rare? Do y'all hear what the angel is calling y'all? Y'all are rare stones. Y'all are precious metal, rare metal to Abba Yah. Right? That's what he's calling us. And I said, O Master, that bear rule, that which is plentiful is of less worth, for that which is more rare is more precious. And he answered me and said, weigh within yourself the things that you have thought. For he that has what is hard to get rejoices over him that has what is plentiful. Right? You worked hard for it. Man, you went out there, worked every day. You wanted something that you worked for, was just given to somebody, and they just have an abundance of it. You're going, that thing going to be precious to you, right? Because you work for it. You put in work. It's going to be precious to you. That's what he's saying about our walk. We're working for salvation. So it's precious to us as we are to him. So also is the judgment which I have promised. For I will rejoice over the few that shall be saved, inasmuch as these are those who have made my glory now to prevail, and of whom my name is now named. And I will not grieve over the let's take our time with this. And I will not grieve over the multitude of those who perish, for these are those who are not like to vapor, now like to vapor, and are become as flame and smoke. They are set on fire and burnt hotly. I'm not going to lose no sleep over that, over those who've been disobedient towards me. I'm not losing no sleep over y'all. Only the ones who tried to keep my commandments. Answered and said, O you earth, wherefore have you brought forth, if the mind is made out of dust, like as all others created things? For it were better that the dust itself had been unborn, so that the mind might not have been made therefrom. But now the mind grows with us, and by reason of that we are tormented, because we perish and know it. Let the race of men lament, and the beasts of the field be glad. Let all that are born lament, but let the four-footed beast and the cattle rejoice. For it is far better with them than with us. For they look not for judgment, neither do they know of torment or of salvation promised to them after death. He just answered the question. He just answered the question about the animals, right? For all that are born are defiled with iniquity, and all full of the sin, and laden with offenses. And if after death we were not to come into judgment, perhaps it had been better for us. And he answered me and said with the Most High made. When the Most High made the world and Adam and all those who came of him, he first prepared the judgment and the things that pertain to judgment. Hold up now. Listen to what he just said. He first prepared the judgment. How is it? Prepared judgment. Took place before he made Adam. Darkness was spreading right before he made Adam. So judgment was made already. And now understand from your own words, for you have said that the mind grows with us. They that therefore that dwell upon the earth shall be tormented for this reason, that having understanding, they have wrought iniquity, and receiving commandments have not kept them, and having obtained a Torah, they dealt unfaithfully with that which they received. What then will they have to say in the judgment, or how will they answer in the last time? How, for how great a time has the Most High been long-suffering with those who inhabit the world? And not for their sakes, but because of the times which he has foreordained, right? And I answered and said, if I have found grace in your sight, O Master, show this also to your servant, whether after death, even now, when every one of us gives up his soul, we shall be kept in rest until in which you shall renew the creation, or whether we shall be tormented forthwith. And he answered me and said, I will show you this also. But join not yourself with those who are scorners, nor count yourself with those who are tormented. For you have a treasure of good works laid up with the Most High, but it shall not be shown you until the last time. For concerning death, the teaching is, when the demented sentence has gone forth from the Most High, that a man should die as a spirit leaves the body to return again to him who gave it. Listen, to return to him again who gave it. It adorns the glory of the Most High, first of all. Amen? Amen? And if it be one of those that have been scorners and have not kept the way of the Most High, and that have despised his Torah, and that hate those who fear Yah, will be a testimony against those who hate Yah. These spirits shall not enter into habitation, but shall wander and be in torment forward, ever grieving and sad in seven ways. The first way, because they have despised the Torah of the Most High. The second way, because they can't now make a good return into they might live. The third way, they shall see the reward laid up for those who have believed the covenant of the Most High. The fourth way, they shall consider the torment laid up for themselves in the last days. The fifth way, they shall see the dwelling places of the others guarded by angels with great quietness. Amen. The sixth way, they shall see how forthwith some of them shall pass into torment. The seventh way, which is more grievous than all the aforesaid ways, because they shall pine away in confusion and be consumed with shame and shall be withered up, seeing the glory of the Most High before whom they have sinned while living and before whom they shall be judged in the last time, right? And now, this is the order of those who have kept the ways of the Most High. When they shall be separated from the corruptible vessel, and that in the time that they live therein, they painfully serve the Most High, and were with and were in jeopardy every hour that might keep the Torah of the lawgiver perfectly. Let me read that again, Sam. Matter of fact, it says, and were in jeopardy every hour that they might keep the Torah of the lawgiver perfectly. You understand what he just said to us, family? That those who trying to keep the Torah perfectly are in jeopardy every hour. Every month, every week. It said every hour. Hour. Jeopardy. And it ain't just for the flesh that we see every day. It's these principalities that he's talking about that comes against us every hour. Every hour. Our salvation, our souls are in jeopardy. Teaching concerning them. First of all, they shall see with great joy the glory of him whom takes them up, for they shall have rest in seven orders. The first order, because they have striven with great labor to overcome the evil thought which was fashioned together with them, that it might not lead them astray from life unto death. Let's read that again, because these things right here, we need to really unpack it, right? Really get into it. Really see what the scriptures are saying to us. The first order, because they have striven with great labor to overcome the evil thought, which was fashioned together with them. What is he talking about? Tell me, with this flesh, that there's something that was an evil thought that was built, born, that's with me. We know. Go back to the garden. What old Adam did, right? The fall of Adam. Since the fall of Adam, is what he's saying. Every flesh had been born corruptible. Because Adam was incorruptible in the garden. If we know and understand it, he was incorruptible in the garden. If he did what he was supposed to do, in that state, he would have lived forever. But he changed, right? So when we say we're in the image and likeness of Yah, yeah, we were. Before Adam fell. But once he fell, something changed about his nature, part of his nature. It wasn't a part in the beginning. Before he fell, and after he fell, an evil thought became a part of his nature.
Now you won't see that, Bobby. So what are you talking about, man?
You take that little child, as an example has always been given. Little child, 2-3 years old, been in the cookie jar. You ask them as they test them cookies, they're going to say no. How they learn how to lie like that? Who sat down and had a teaching class, you know what, when you try to lie, if it wasn't already a part of them, right? Scripture says we was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Let me read it one more time. 92. The first order, because they have striven with great labor to overcome the evil thought which was fashioned together with them, that it might not lead them astray from life into death. The second order, because they see the perplexity in which the souls of the ungodly wander and the punishment of that awaits them. The third order, they see the witness which he said, which that fashioned them bears concerning them, that while they lived, they kept the Torah, which was given them in trust. The fourth order, they understood the rest which being gathered in their chambers, they now enjoy with great quietness, guarded by angels, and the glory that awaits them in the last days. The fifth order, they rejoice, seeing how they have now escaped from that which is corruptible, and how they shall inherit that which is to come. while they see, moreover, the straitness and the painfulness from which they have been delivered, and the large room which they shall receive with joy and immortality. The sixth order, when it is showed to them how their faith shall shine as the sun, and how they shall be made like the light of the stars, being henceforth incorruptible. The seventh order, which is greater than all the four aforesaid orders, because they shall rejoice with confidence, and because they shall be bold without confusion, and shall be without fear, for they hasten to behold the face of him whom in their lifetime they serve, and from there shall receive their reward. Amen? Amen. Amen. This is the order of the soul of the just, as from henceforth is announced to me, foresaid of the ways of torture which those who would not give heed shall suffer from henceforth. And I answered and said, shall the time there therefore be given to souls after they are separated from the body, that they might see that wherefore you have spoken to me? And he said, their freedom shall be for 7 days, that for 7 days they may see the things thereof you have been told, and afterward they shall be gathered together in their habitation. And I answered and said, if I have found favor in your sight, your servant, whether in the days of judgment, the just will be able to intercede for the ungodly or to entreat the Most High for them, whether the fathers for children or the children for parents or the kindred for the kindred or kinfolks for the next of kin or friends for those who are the most dear, who are most dear. And he answered me and said, since you have found favor in my sight, I will show you this also. The day of judgment is a day of decision and display to all of truth. Amen. The seal of Yah, right? Remember, everybody did that teaching, for those who remember. The seal of Yah. Even as now sends not his son his father, or a master his slave, or a friend him that is most dear, that is in his stead, he may be sick, or sleep, or eat, or be healed. So never shall anyone pray for another in that day. Neither shall one lay a burden on another. For then shall all bear everyone his own righteousness or unrighteousness. And I answered and said, how do we find that first Abraham prayed for the people of Sodom and Moses for the fathers that sinned and wished in the wilderness, and Joshua after him, Israel in the days of Achar, and Samuel in the days of Saul, and David for the plague, and Solomon for who should worship in the sanctuary, and Elijah for those that received rain, and for the dead that he might live. Excuse me. And Hezekiah for the people in the days of Sennacherib, and many for many. Excuse me, family. And therefore now, when corruption is grown up and unrighteousness increased, the righteous have prayed for the ungodly. Wherefore shall it not be so then? In other words, why won't it be then? You know, all these men and women, they pray for one another now. Why can't we pray for one another when judgment? And he about to answer. And he answered me and said, this present world is not the end. The full glory remains not therein. Therefore have they who are able prayed for the weak. Amen. But the day of judgment shall be the end of this time and the beginning of the immortality. For to come wherein corruption is passed away, and intemperance is at end. Infidelity is cut off, but righteousness is grown up and truth is sprung up. Then shall no man be able to have mercy on him that is cast in judgment, nor to trust thus down him that has gotten the victory. And I answered then and said, this is my first and last saying, that it had been better that the earth had not been given you, Adam, or else when it had given him to have restrained him from sinning. For what profit is it for all that are in the present time to live, and having it the death to look for punishment? O you Adam, no, he's blaming Adam now. Wow. What have you done? For though it was you that sinned, the evil is not fallen on you alone, but upon us all. But upon all of us that come of you. For what profit it is to us if there be promised us an immortal time, whereas we have done the works that bring death, and that there is promised us an everlasting hope, whereas ourselves most miserable are become vain, and that there are reserved habitations of health and safety, whereas we have lived wickedly, and that the glory of the Most High shall define them which have led a pure life, whereas we have walked in the most wicked ways of all, and that there shall be showed a paradise whose fruit endures without decay, wherein is abundant and healing, but we shall not enter into it. For we have walked in unpleasant places, and that the faces of them which have used abstinence shall shine above the stars, whereas our faces shall be blacker than darkness. For while we lived and committed iniquity, we considered not what shall we have to suffer after death. Arminius began. Then he answered and said, this is the condition of the battle which man that is born upon the earth shall fight. Take it or leave it, right? That if he be overcome, he shall suffer as you have said. But if he get the victory, he shall receive the thing that I said. For this is the way wherefore Moses spoke to the people while he lived, saying, choose you life that you may live. Nevertheless, they believe not him, nor yet the prophets after him, nor me, which have spoken to them. Listen to that. This is Amalekim talking, right? No man. So that there shall not be such heaviness in their destruction as there shall be joy over those who are persuaded salvation. I answered them and said, I know, Master, that the Most High is now called merciful, and that he has mercy upon them which are not yet come into the world, and compassionate, in that he has compassion upon those that turn to his Torah, and long-suffering, for that he long-suffered those that have sinned as his creatures, and bountiful, for that he is ready to give rather than to extract, and of great mercy, for that he multiplies more and more mercy to those who are present and that are past, and also to them which are to come. For if he multiplies not his mercies, the world will not continue with those who dwell therein. And one that forgives, for he didn't forgive of his goodness, that they which have committed iniquities might be eased of them, 10,000 parts of men would not remain living. And a judge, for if he didn't pardon those who were created by his word and blot out the multitude of offenses, there would perhaps be very few left in an innumerable multitude. Amen? Amen. One more scripture, family, and you can actually go on, and the thought continues into Ezra 8, family. I believe it ends in about the middle of Ezra 8, this thought of Ezra. But I'm going to stop it right there for the night. And one more scripture we're going to go to, and that is 1 Kefa 4:18. That's 1 Peter 4:18. If it is hard for the righteous to be saved, will happen to the ungodly and the sinner. Amen? Amen. The judgments of Yah, then. The judgments of Yah. Let us come familiar, more familiar for those who are with what's happening in this world, family. Let us see where the hand of Yahweh is moving, because it's moving. And let us see where the hand of Satan is moving, especially in our own life, but more so in this world where his hand is moving, right? Rabbi gave us, Rabbi Gershom Ben Daniel, that is, for those who know, and I'm going to tell you what he said. He gave us a clue, right? So you want to serve Yahweh, do the opposite of what the world is doing, right? Do the opposite. The world is going this way, he said go the opposite way, right? In other words, don't follow the majority. Don't think because the majority is over here. As we have just read or just heard what he said, hey, the majority of the world is not going to make it. In other words, I'm going to shed one tear over that. Those who are being disobedient. But the majority of the world is not going to make it. And the judgments of Yah have been gone out since Adam. Adam, either for us or against us. Favor for us or favor against us. Mishpat, right? Judgment. In favor for you or in favor against, or against you, right? Judgments of Yah. Scripture says, the righteous shall scarcely make it in the King James version. I like how they, and it says it's scarcely. This version says it's hard, but I like the scarcely version, right? That means you ever been running for the elevator and you just make it before that door shut? That's a believer's life. Because we didn't read through what he talked about, the turmoil that a believer got to go through, the sin that is born with us, that evil thought that is born with us. Does not matter if that's there. Because he gave us something to overcome this. He first gave us an example to his son, Yahushua. And he left us a part of his son, Yahushua. So when we fall short, when we go to the left, we can call on him. We can call back to memory his word when that evil thought arises on. Right? It's there already. So when he just show us ugly head, right? Just come up out of nowhere. We had these thoughts, and we look up and we see we're out of the will of Yahweh. We don't want to be out of the will. We want to stay close to the bosom of Abba Yah in these days, because that great and final judgment is coming. He said, my people do not know my judgments. Do you know what's going on in this world? Do you see? Or are you caught up in whatever you're doing? Because that's a part of his word. You show up every Shabbat all you want. You show up all seven high holy days all you want. He ain't give us his word so we can be ignorant of what's going on around us. He didn't give us that. He said, I would not for you to be ignorant. I don't want you to not know you to know. And I'm helping you. I'm giving you a cheat code. I'm giving you me with inside of you so you can see. Children don't know my judgment. Children don't know my judgment. Israel don't know my judgment. You better. You better. Because again, Torah is the constitution of the world. That's what's going to govern the whole world. You better know. You better know. Again, let's continue to pray for one another, family. Let's continue to uplift one another. And for those who are putting things in line, I thought about that tonight, too. Continue. Continue to, and we're at the end of the blog talk. We're just talking now. We're at the end. Continue to put it out there in the line, on the lines, right? If you're sending out information, continue to send out information, right? Because you never know how Abba Yah is going to use that information in somebody else's life. And Brother Ivy, continue to send the humor out because we need to laugh in these days. We need humor too. We need to learn. We need to know how to laugh and open up and release, right? So those things are good too. I tell you, you get into the word enough, you will hear Abba Yah laughing many times throughout the word. You will hear it. You will hear the sense of humor of Abba Yah inside of his word. Once you get into his word, you know. So I'm asking for those who continue to send messages throughout the prayer lines, throughout the line, all three of them, continue to see. And ain't nothing like reading a word, right? Abba Yah, put that on your heart. To send it out. Send it out. Because you never know what a brother or sister is going through. And they done read a word of Abba Yah, and it cut whatever it was on them off. You got some uplifting spiritual music that you like and it's touching you. Send it out there. Don't worry about for those who respond. Because you're not doing it for the people to respond. Because sometimes we may not be able to respond. Send it out there for Abba Yah. So Abba Yah can touch somebody. Don't worry about for those who respond. You do your job. And try to be a light to Abba's kids. Put something out there. And forgive me, family, for not getting in there and listening to the word of Abba Yah and sending something out all the time. But we got enough brothers and sisters within the congregation who send things out throughout the week. Even with Sister Bithia sent out yesterday, just Abba's creation, right? And you're looking at that creation and the skyline and all that, and you see the glory of Abba Yah. You give him honor. Continue to uplift one another. Continue to send these things out. Don't listen to that little voice. They don't need it. Send it. And stop worrying about who responds. For Abba Yah. And Abba Yah know who needed it at that time. Abba Yah knows. So continue to uplift one another. Continue to fight the good fight. Let's fight for one another too. Let me get you the benedictions. I mean, we're going to close on out. I'm going to let y'all go for the night. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to the young. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Yisrael with shalom. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Yah, we're in tonight, Father, for reminding us, Abba Yah, that your judgments are here and that great day of judgment is coming. It's coming, Father. Thank you for reminding us. Thank you for showing us through your word, Abba Yah, the courtroom that we all sat in. Thank you for standing up for us, Yahushua, when the accuser of the brethren come to you and say, I shall have that life for that person. Thank you, Yahushua, for standing up for me and for my brothers and sisters. Forgive us for our sins, Father. Forgive me for my sins, knowingly and unknowingly. Strengthen us, Father, so we won't continue in sin. Strengthen us, Father, so we become the pure ones, Father. So the power of you, the glory of you, the world will see, Father. But right now, Father, we're going to need it. We're going into the second part of your feast. That we're going into the book of Acts when the Ruach HaKodesh fell down. Is it a coincidence that the second part, Father, we need that second helper. Things are getting rough. It's getting tight. Halel is anteing up his attacks. So we need that second helper. We need the second part of the pouring out of the Ruach HaKodesh, your Holy Spirit. So, Father, let us be purified within our thoughts. Let us remove the things that hinder us from being pure as you want us. In Yahushua, holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom. Amen.
Everything I do is for you. I give you the praise and the glory. You came and you walk in the flesh, an example of love. It is a story. Your words jump at me like a picture. So perfect you are in the scriptures. Your words, they don't change and they don't go void. You are the truth you deliver. Most High, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that for fact. You are the Redeemer, and they know you coming back. Check all my members, cause I gotta be in that number. Most High, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that for fact. You are the Redeemer, and they know you coming back. Beside you.